The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, yesterday, if you remember, we were speaking to Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke, and he was outlining that one of the areas that the government is focusing on more than all others in terms of FDI, or among the top that they're focusing on, is infrastructure, specifically the national grid and improvements to the national grid so that there is better connectivity for companies that want to open up in Ireland. That upgrade to the grid is going to cost somewhere in the region, we are told, of about 19 billion euro. That's according to an investment plan published by the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. Myrne Lynch is with us. She's Senior Research Officer with the Economic and Social Research Institute. Myrne, 18 billion is some chunk of change. Have they broken down where it's going to be spent?
Yeah, so this is part of essentially the network operators, which is ESB Networks and Airgrid. What they do is they say what the investment needs they think are, but then the regulator actually approves what they can and can't spend. And it's part of a kind of an ongoing process. So there's nothing particularly unusual about this. What is unusual is the amount of spend. But there's a couple of reasons why it's so high this time around. So first of all, we have some historical legacy underinvestment in the grid. Storm Éowyn actually showed how vulnerable our grid can be to various things. Then we also have upcoming for investing in offshore wind energy. So that's new. Usually, we're going to have to essentially build an offshore grid from scratch for the first time. And then there's also the fact that some of the wind that we already have on the system is what we call curtailed. So the wind is blowing. There's power being produced, but we can't get it to our cities and our towns. We can't get it to our homes and our businesses because there's not enough capacity on the grid. So that wind energy at the moment is essentially wasted, and instead we have to burn a fossil fuel or something like that, which costs even more money. So those are kind of the main categories, and they're kind of why it's such a chunk of change this time around.
So if that's where the money is going, the other question then is where it's coming from. When we spoke to the minister yesterday, this is some of what he had to say on that side of things.
Focus on grid. Energy is chief among those. Obviously, housing is the biggest challenge of our generation for our population. But when I meet foreign direct companies that are investing heavily in Ireland, energy always comes up consistently, meeting after meeting.
So the foreign direct investment companies want it, but they're not going to be the ones who actually pay for it. Does this end up going on the consumer's bill, Myrne?
Well, it is paid for ultimately by the consumer, but energy or large tech companies are also consumers. Now, it's up to the regulator how they recoup all of these fixed costs from the supply companies. But then it's up to your supply company how they pass that cost on to you. So it's not the case that all energy users are treated equally. There are different categories. There's really large users. There's kind of commercial users. There's residential users. And they all get their costs of the grid levied on them in different ways. So certainly nobody would want the residential consumers to bear any extra costs being imposed by the tech sector or anything like that. And there are ways to make sure that that doesn't happen. But I think even if you took all of these tech companies and these pharma companies and these data centers out of the question, there's still an awful lot of investment needed in the grid purely to keep power coming to our homes and our businesses. So there would still be large investment required either way.
What about our capacity to deploy that capital effectively? Because anytime any form of infrastructure is talked about these days, the sense is that it will take forever to build and it'll cost three times the initial estimate.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. It's a problem across the board for large infrastructure. It's a problem for housing. In terms of energy, we've been trying to build what's called the North-South Interconnector for well over a decade. It's a critical piece of infrastructure. It'll help with security north and south of the border. It'll lower emissions and, most importantly, it'll lower costs. And it's been mired in delays. That's kind of the biggest one. But even small connections, small wind farms, upgrading substations, these things do seem to take way longer than they should and cost way more than they should. And also, we tend to not know in advance how much it'll even cost a lot of the time. And all of that just adds to the cost for consumers' bills. And we actually published a paper there last year where we tried to do some estimation on what are all of these delays in the planning process costing us. And what we found was that if you just take 2,000 megawatts of wind, which isn't much, we're looking to build 9,000. But if you just take 2,000 megawatts of wind and we're able to get it through the planning system faster than it's going through at the moment, that could reduce our emissions by 5 or 6% and possibly reduce prices by 10%. So these delays are not costless. They're really having an impact and consumers are feeling them in their pocket.
And when you do the analysis of what the main causes for the delays are, is it objections? Is it access to capital? What's the roadblocks?
So first of all, it takes quite a long time for the projects to get through planning. And then the objections don't really delay a project, but what can happen is if somebody challenges the planning permission, and a huge number of energy projects, whether it's generation or transmission, there are appeals brought against the planning permission, so they go to what's called judicial review. So that takes an awfully long time as well. But then there's also other kind of hoops you have to jump through. You have to get a grid connection. You might have to get a foreshore license. You have to get an awful lot of different environmental regulations signed off on. For a lot of the offshore stuff, you need reports done by marine biologists. We don't have enough of them in Ireland. So there's just hoop after hoop after hoop after hoop to jump through. And this is not unique to energy. This is all large infrastructural projects. It's just becoming incredibly cumbersome to get anything over the line.
Muireann, thank you very much for your time.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.